we will have to take on board the figures that are there. And to me, in the Glenties Municipal District, people don't have that income that they're highlighting. I'm delighted that Dúdras na Gaeltacht has come on board as well. They might have a role to play here over the last number of years. And just a report this week in the national newspapers that 50% of houses in Gidor are holiday homes. So, as you can see, the local people can't afford to buy when a house comes on the market in the Gidor area, and they find it very difficult. I know there's employment there, but the wages in Donegal are not the same as in Dublin or Galway or anywhere else. Horrific for families paying huge, maybe €1,000 or 1,500 a month on rental, where if there was a house, they could be paying the mortgage for it. But to get on that mortgage ladder, it's very difficult.
It's been a long-term discussion that people, particularly in rural areas, can very much get frozen out of the local housing market, as you've said. And it does seem that many of these schemes are geared towards towns. They're geared towards larger urban areas. The reality is they don't seem to be geared toward the needs of rural areas, particularly a parish like Gidor.
Well, the parish of Gidor, with the immigration occurring and people coming back from abroad that were working away, like in relation to planning and purchasing houses there, it's very difficult at the moment. And this scheme, hopefully, we'll discuss and how can we improve this scheme. To me, it looks like a good scheme, but at the bottom end, the people that are bottom end of the ladder will have difficulties getting onto the purchasing their own houses.